Welcome to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Arthur Martz. He is the founder and president of an organization called Patriot Pursuit. And this is a group of people who are really dedicated to helping men and women who've served the nation to get outdoors. And it really sounds like a wonderful organization. Art, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jennifer. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So let's start by talking all about you. Where did you grow up? Let's talk about your education and your career.
I am a resident of Westmoreland County. I currently reside in New Stanton. I grew up in Manor, and I've been a firefighter for 37 years combined. Served in the military, and was a machinist with assembly background.
What branch of the military were you in?
I served in the U.S. Navy. I was aboard the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt. 1991 is when I entered.
Wonderful. And what made you select that vocation? What called you to do that?
Good question. I've always had a, desire to serve my country, and it's deep within my family as well. And currently, I have a son serving in the Air Force in Joint Base Elmendorf Richardson up in Alaska. So, it's family tradition and something that we, take honor in.
Wow. So we're right out of high school, you went into the military?
Yes.
And what kind of training did they provide you?
So, with my enlistment, with already taking the machine trades technology program at the Votech school during my high school career, I entered into under the fireman rating and ended up working in the machine shop on an aircraft carrier. So all machine trades and repair work basically for the entire Sixth Fleet.
Wow. And so did that really help you for a career outside the military?
It did. It did. It laid a solid foundation, and it more for what it did than respect and understanding what's expected of you, that kind of thing.
Maturity, right? Maturity for
Oh,
sure.
100%. Yes.
That's great. Okay, so you get to the military, you get out, and what's next for you? What did you do after that?
I finished my apprenticeship for machine tool and die, and worked with several companies throughout. And now I'm, with Patriot Pursuit, and we chase a mission giving back to those that have served as well.
Wonderful. Now, did you get to travel and see a lot of the world or a lot of the country while you were serving?
I did. We were in St. Thomas and many places over in the Western cruise, Greece and Italy and Spain, things like that. So wherever the ship would basically port. But when we were over there, we started the no-fly zone over Bosnia, so we were kind of stuck to the ship for most of the cruise.
Oh. Yeah, I guess so, right? Bosnia isn't a vacation spot for sure.
Right.
So, but you do enjoy the outdoors, correct? I mean, that's a passion of
Oh,
yours.
very much. It's like it's my thing. It's what I do. I given up pretty much all other compassions, and it's my year-round venture, from stands and cameras and just managing properties, and it's a year-round commitment for me.
Wow, that's wonderful. And then you also volunteer your time as a fire in the fire department still?
I do. I'm an active member, but I had a injury in 2018, and since then I've not been able to respond to calls. So I try to help out on the other side of things with their fundraisers and fish fries, things like that. So.
Well, I'm sure they appreciate that just as much because I'm sure, as you know, it's very expensive to run a volunteer fire department. Am I right?
Yes, you are very correct.
For sure. And what departments have you volunteered with in your life?
So I was with the Manor Fire Department as a junior, then became a senior firefighter there, and then New Stanton for the remainder.
Wonderful. And they're glad to have you for sure. So, you know, with your experience in the military, your experience as a volunteer firefighter and your passion for the outdoors, it seems to me that you may have hit the jackpot with your job and what you do. Is that right?
Well, I don't know about that, but it's rewarding, and especially when you can host somebody and have time to sit down at a fire with them and hear some stories and things that, you know, they can relate to. And that's what means the most.
Well, let's back up a step and talk about Patriot Pursuit. What is Patriot Pursuit?
So we are founded by firefighters, law enforcement, and actually veterans and active duty military. So we have an unwavering commitment that lies to serving those who have dedicated their lives, serving us, their communities, their families, and obviously their country. So through transformative power of outdoor experiences, we strive to honor, support, and empower those brave individuals, providing them with opportunities that thrive beyond what they do in their daily services.
How did something like this get started?
Well, we were part of other organizations, and I was the Pennsylvania lead in another organization for a while, and we decided to take a different direction and run things the way we wanted to handle them, and so we left and started Patriot Pursuit on our own, and we are a registered nonprofit 501c3 organization.
Well, give us some examples of things that you do. I think we need to hear a little bit about the good work that you do.
Thank you. So since 2021, we've been hosting deer and turkey hunts in Ohio, PA, deer turkey fishing trips. We did a youth turkey hunt. This year, things have really ramped up for us. We did fundraising wise, we sold a hunt ticket for a two-person archery hunt in Ohio for a week. We have a cash 50-50 ticket that's currently out. We have an August 11th sporting clay shoot down in Hunting Hills, which is hopefully going to be nice weather and a good time. We can get some people out. And then with other things that we've done, we took some veterans down to Florida for a three-day fishing trip, one day intercoastal, one deep sea fishing, and one day on a private lake catching largemouth bass. We have coming up this year, September, we will be in Louisiana with about 10 folks on a teal hunt. We have deer hunts in Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, bear hunt in North Carolina. So that kind of rounds out things that we are working on. We have some other things that are ongoing in negotiations that may not hit this year, but they will in the future. But the biggest thing that, you know, I'd like to put out there right now is we just signed on with the Live Casino in Greensburg. We are going to host, they're going to co-host our first annual Gun Bash Gala at the Live Casino in partnership with Toyota of Greensburg.
And do you have a date on that yet?
February 8th, 2025.
Wow, you're really planning ahead. That's going to be great. So what's all involved with a Gun Bash?
Well, number one is securing the venue and then trying to acquire help. It takes a lot of people to make that happen. And getting a good gun dealer that you can work with. And everything comes together that day of the event, and hopefully you have enough ticket sellers to walk around and sell raffle tickets, 50-50s, chances on other firearms, things like that. And you know, ultimately, the goal is to have a profitable event where we can apply all the funds, 100% of them, towards future outings that we can take our patriots on.
Wonderful. And that money, as you said, I mean, that goes directly toward offsetting the cost of all of these trips and events that you do.
Yes, what we try to do, you know, is cover 100% of the trips, and that's not always possible. You know, so we cover as much as we can and hopefully, you know, get to the 100%. But a large event like that certainly helps make things a lot more feasible for us to handle the 100% commitment moving forward. So
a little bit about the August 11th sporting clay shoots. Again, where is that? What are some of the details and how do you register?
Yeah, so we can sign up people through a link on our Facebook page, Patriot Pursuit Inc. There's a QR code they can scan and log right in. It is 100 rounds of sporting clays. You get lunch, golf cart, and we're going to have a small gun table, 50-50, and an American auction table. It is at Hunting Hills. It's in, let me find the address here, 181 Hunting Hills Road, Dillner, PA, down in Crean County.
So it's a nice little ride, and at the end of summer, that sounds great.
Yes, it is. We have about 10 teams signed up already, and I know there's more to come here very soon. People kind of wait to make sure the weather is good and all that, but it's looking like it's going to be a nice event for us.
Sounds wonderful. And as with the sporting clay shoot or the gun bash, going to the Facebook page is really how people can connect and register, correct?
For now, yes. We have flyers out. They could always email patriotpursuit.president@gmail.com. They could reach out to my cell phone. One of my staff guys would be able to handle the registration as well. And we have a link on our Facebook page, or I'm sorry, our webpage. It's www.patriotpursuit.net.
That's great. You know, so how do you find the individuals that you help? Do people submit their names? Do they apply?
So what we do is once we have a trip lined up, we will put a post on our Facebook page and we give them a certain timeline, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, depending on the crunch time to get it awarded and planned. So we might say, hey, we have an Ohio deer hunt, you know, comment, shot on or something like that. And they comment, and at that point, we assign them a number, a random number, one through however many apply. And in the past, we have used the random number generator to keep things fair and, you know, be totally transparent in who we're selecting and that kind of thing. Moving forward, I think what we're looking to do is create an email account with a form where they can fill out, and then we can learn a little bit more about the participants and then also vet them to verify that they are a first responder or have been in the military. So that kind of helps us out in that regard, too.
So if they are selected, then they'll receive basically a subsidized trip, right?
Yeah. So what we'll do is if they're selected, like it all depends on the logistics of the trip, where it's at. When we took people to Florida, we covered 100% of that. Most of them are going to be that way. Some are co-payment type thing where we'll have them cover their travel to get there, and then we cover the license and the outfitting and the food and everything else. So each one's kind of unique in where it's at and what the donating outfitter or whatnot has agreed with us on. So the more that they help us, the more we can pass on.
And that outfitting piece is also expensive, right? I mean, some of these things require quite a bit of gear.
Oh, absolutely. It's an expense on the outfitter, on the participant, and on us. And it's just, you know, safety is number one. You know, we want everybody to have a safe, enjoyable time, you know, enjoying the fellowship and the camaraderie. And so we do whatever we can do to make it happen and bring things together.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. My guest today is Arthur Martz. He's the founder and president of an organization called Patriot Pursuit. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about the mission, vision, and values of Patriot Pursuit. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. I'm here today with a special guest, Arthur Martz. He is the founder and president of an organization called Patriot Pursuit. They honor heroes and connect them with the great outdoors. So I want to start by talking about your mission. I'll read it here, which it's beautiful. At Patriot Pursuit, our unwavering commitment lies in serving those who have dedicated their lives to serving us, our veterans and first responders. Through the transformative power of outdoor experiences, we strive to honor, support, and empower those brave individuals, providing them with opportunities to thrive beyond their service. Just beautiful. Tell me how this idea came about for such a mission-oriented organization.
We connected with other organizations and were part of their boards, and wanted to do something on our own to where we could control all aspects of it, the environment, the participants, and give something that other organizations can't, and be a little different. So, you know, we founded Patriot Pursuit in 2021, and now we're ramping up, and things are looking very good and gaining sponsorships and partnerships, and it's looking good for the future of Patriot Pursuit.
So Patriot Pursuit is a 501c3 not-for-profit organization. They thrive to give back every single donation to veterans, first responders, and law enforcement. So how can people make a donation? What are you looking for? What types of partners, what types of people would help?
I hate the word sponsorship so much as I do partnership, because I believe there's a give back and things have to reciprocate both ways rather than just say, hey, what can you donate to us? So for us, you know, it's more of a commitment on our end to advertise their brand and show up at their events and do things like that to reciprocate for a donation that helps us pave the way to provide for our patriots. We have a link through our square that's attached to our Facebook page. They can donate through that tab. Purchasing our tickets, showing up at our gala in February, you know, the Sporting Clay. We have businesses that are sponsoring that and for a station and course sponsor. So those types of things help us out. And we're not close to working on any type of partnership that makes sense for both organizations. So we're open-minded.
It's wonderful. So your vision statement says, we envision a world where every veteran and first responder finds solace, camaraderie, and purpose in the great outdoors. Our vision is one of healing, where the scars of duty are soothed by the tranquility of nature, and where the bonds forged in wilderness become pillars of strength in everyday life. I don't know who your writer is, but I love it. And I want to talk for a minute about, I want to talk about that camaraderie. Do you think sometimes it's hard for these men and women who are in high stress, high impact situations to just go back to normal life, you know, and just assimilate with people who haven't been through it? Is that kind of the point of this?
It is. And we can see that when we get people out on trips and we're sitting around a campfire and, you know, you could kind of get a feel for who's distant and who's actually opening up. And it's rewarding and it's challenging at the same time, just breaking that conversation and getting them in a comfort zone where they feel that they can trust us enough to talk about things. And if, you know, they need help in something that we don't provide, perhaps we can make a connection and get them that help. So, you know, we're open to whatever we can do to help our people out and recognize them for their hard work to their communities, families, and obviously our country.
I think camaraderie is a big piece of it. Being around like-minded people or people who have experienced something similar, that's a, do you think that's an important piece of really, reassimilating and becoming stronger in everyday life?
Absolutely. I mean, you always, hear the phrase back the blue and the brotherhood of being in the military and the firefighter brotherhood. And that's true. It exists. It's deep. And we all feel that. And just because, I'm not law enforcement or somebody who wasn't a veteran, if they're a firefighter or a police, they know exactly what we're about and what we're talking about, because their brotherhood's no different than ours, just wear a different badge. That's all.
And, let's bring in the wilderness piece, that tranquility of nature. What does that mean to healing the heart, the soul, the mind?
Well, when you get people out and you can sit them in a blind, and you're sitting there in the morning and the sun comes up and you hear the turkeys gobbling out on a roost, and you get that excitement for somebody that may have never had an opportunity to do that kind of a thing before. And I can tell you, if you've never done it, it's an exciting thing. And just having them there and being able to talk and get them away from what things that they normally think about.
So we're talking about hunting, fishing, camping, other outdoor experiences that allow people to, just reconnect with nature and as you say on your website, rejuvenate the spirits. There's that healing power of the wilderness. We talked about camaraderie building and facilitating opportunities for these individuals to bond with one another, hopefully become friends. You talk about the shared experiences and maybe help each other. But let's talk a little bit about skill development, because I think you do try to add skill to the aspect of this nonprofit, correct?
Yes, we do. The nice thing is we try to tailor our representatives to the trips for their strengths, which, if I've never fished and somebody we're doing a fishing trip, I wouldn't be the best ambassador to host somebody on a fishing trip and try to teach them the right way. So we try to make the connection and get those out that can benefit and enforce the positive skills needed for each outing.
So it might be a workshop, it might be a training session, it might be a mentorship, and you just decide that based on the trip and who signs up and what level of expertise they have.
Yes, we don't, judge or hold anybody if they're, a beginner or what, or a professional, outdoorsman or whatever. And we look, equality and try to give each individual that is selected the same opportunity, no matter where they're from or what their background is.
Therapeutic support is part of your approach. So I assume you're connected to some kind of mental health experts.
We have friends that are in that field, and we don't have a retainer, so to speak, for that right now, but we do have an outreach network that we can reach out to if that is needed. But that's definitely an area where we are looking to grow in the near future.
With advocacy and awareness, do you take the opportunity to, really follow what's happening in local, state, and federal government and say, wow, this could really impact our veterans, this could really impact first responders, and try to communicate about that a little bit?
Well, it's hard to be up on the page with all the current world economics and things like that. But the things that apply to patriot pursuits and our patriots that apply, anything like that, we're definitely open to.
Yeah, because they might need your help. They might have a question and about my benefits or my retirement or whatever it is, and being able to bond and build that camaraderie. I mean, that's a piece of it, asking a question of someone who's already been there, right?
Well, absolutely. And we do have, people on our staff and also friends of ours who are veterans who advocate for veterans to help them get their ratings and get the support they need through the VA and on that process. So yes, we are connected with that as well.
That's great. All right. Well, share a story with us. We want to hear about someone that you helped. You don't have to use names or where they're from or anything, but I think we want to hear about a good experience someone's had thanks to Patriot Pursuit.
So this is an easy one for me, and it's something that I always reflect back on. And this gentleman's kind of like helps me push Patriot Pursuit further, because we had a deer hunt in Ohio hosted by Cabin Creek Outfitters. And we had four veterans down there, and we don't know these people. And that's the fun part of it, is you never know who you're going to get in camp and personality wise and things like that. And I'm going to tell you, we had an amazing time getting to know these individuals. And we hunted hard. It was a January hunt. It was cold. The deer weren't cooperating as they should have been, or we wanted them to be. But that's the outdoors, and we can't control that. All we can control is the environment, the atmosphere, and the fellowship. So it come down to one of the last days, and we were talking to a fellow out of Ohio who was attending, and we're like, "Hey, are you going to go out today?" And he's like, "Nope." He said, "I got exactly out of this what I needed, so I'm good. Take somebody else." And at that point, we realized that it wasn't about harvesting a deer. It wasn't about anything other than just getting people out and connecting with them. So that made
it. You do what you do. Makes you happy, right? Keeps you going.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's amazing. And so you're busy. Are you traveling a lot?
Not really. We have a team that we kind of break things up and, back and forth, and whoever is available, we try to send and cover their costs for that as well. But I'm busy right now just trying to finalize things around the Westmoreland County area and solidify some more partnerships and anything that would help Patriot Pursuit grow. But as far as trip-wise, we all are partaking in those and splitting those up to make the workload easier for everybody.
So one more time, you've got an event coming up on August 11th. Tell people what it is and how they can register.
It is our first annual sporting clay shoot. It is at Hunting Hills. It is on 181 Hunting Hills Road in Dillner, PA, 15327. Check-in is at 9:30. We're going to do a safety brief at 9:45. We have a shotgun start at 10 a.m. It includes 100 rounds of sporting clay, lunch, the golf cart. We're going to have a gun table, a 50-50, and an American auction table. It is $100 per shooter. We can put teams of 4 to 6 together. And we are going to give awards out for the high overall shooters for male, female, youth, veteran, and then just a high overall. And hopefully we can build this every year and put more veterans and Patriots out on more trips.
This is August 11th, and you can visit Patriot Pursuit, Inc. on Facebook to find that registration. Arthur Martz is the founder and president of Patriot Pursuit. He asks you to mark your calendar for August 11th for that sporting clay shoot and save the date for February 8th, 2025, Big Gun Bash at Live Casino in Greensburg. Mr. Martz, thanks for joining us today.
Jennifer, thank you for having me. It's our pleasure, and we appreciate your time.
You're listening to Westmoreland Community Connections on WHJB. I'm your host, Jennifer Mealy. Thanks for listening.